The Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
Doing the mess around, baby. This is the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Buzz. Hello, everybody. One more segment till we make way for the Homegrown Sports Bros coming up at 10 o'clock.
Greinke went 7 1/3.
Okay, so we started the eighth inning.
Yes, 9 hits, gave it up, 4 runs, 4 earned runs, 7 strikeouts, 1 home run, ERA 3.14.
Well, that would explain why he took the loss. Good. Good, good, good.
Marquez. Herman, not German.
He did not get the win.
No, he didn't because they were losing. Actually, Ottavino got the win.
Oh, that's good.
Oberg got his 8th hold. So that's all right. And then Ottavino got the win. Holland got the save. 25 saves.
So you weren't, I mean, you're not kidding. Like, literally minutes after the game is over, you're going right to Major League Baseball's fan page or website to read all about, you know, to bask in the glow of another Rockies win. And I got to tell you, that seems like it's going to be emotionally grinding by the end of the season.
Well, no,
it's not dumb. You know, it's just that sometimes, you know, when the team's going good, I want to get all more information about it. Believe me, if they start sucking, like really, really sucking, I won't be going as much to baseball all the time.
See, I don't...
I mean, I don't see it happening.
I don't go... It's not like football, where you only have 16 games, not including playoffs. So if the Broncos have a really good game, the next morning I will always read, you know, Sports Illustrated, Monday Morning Quarterback. I'll read all, you know, oh, let's see how the... I want to bask in the glow of the Broncos win. And it's a bummer when they lose because you're like, oh, now I got to read about how the Broncos lost. But you only have that for 1 week, and then you have the next week they could win. So you're not doing this daily roller coaster of, yay, they won, oh, they lost, yay, they won, oh, they lost.
Well, no, it's more like, yay, they won, yay,
well,
they
right
won.
Now, yeah,
they
now.
Lost. Yay, they won, yay, they won. Yeah, they lost. Yay, they won, yay, they won, yay, they won. Yeah, they lost.
See, it feels desperate to me. You're feeling a bit desperate to me.
Why? I just enjoy it right now.
No,
I enjoy
like
a team winning.
We all enjoy a team winning, but it feels like you're desperate for the love and attention of the rest of the country's media outlets.
No, I don't care. I just want them to do their job.
You do care.
Listen, I care about good reporting.
They're doing good reporting.
No, yes, they are. Well, now.
No, they already were.
Now that I put my missive shot across the bow, now they have.
So unless they slobber all over the Rockies, they're not doing good reporting.
No, but when the Rockies are the best team in baseball.
But they're not. They are
right,
not
second
the best,
best
team
second
in baseball.
Second best team in baseball. Best team in the National League.
Okay. By half a game.
Yeah, game. Half a game. Still up. Best team.
They've got the best record.
Okay, yes.
That doesn't make them the best team.
Well, they shouldn't be fifth either.
I don't know. They should be at number two. Maybe number three. I still think the Dodgers are
better. I still think they're two. No, because the Dodgers have not beaten the Rockies as many times as the Rockies have beaten the Dodgers.
Well, we'll see what happens in this coming up series. But going and looking... And wanting to read all the great things about the Rockies after they win, after a while, it's going to wear on you.
No, because I enjoy watching. I have some perverse pleasures. Whenever one of my teams beats, I like to go to the other teams, like newspapers and fan sites, and read their stuff and feel their misery. I like to read the lamentations of their women. So, I mean, I enjoy doing that. In fact, I will probably go here in a little bit and go read the Arizona Republic.
Okay. I don't know that the Arizona... I guess it feels like a lack of sophistication on our part. That we get so upset when people don't pay us enough attention and that we need the reassurance and the reaffirmation of other media outlets
to make us feel good about it. It's not that for me.
What it feels like.
Well, it may feel like that to you, but that's not what it's like for me.
What is it?
I want them to get the story right.
Well, they're reporting the story right.
That they're the fifth best team?
That's not a story. That's an opinion. That is a totally different thing. The story is the Colorado Rockies won tonight.
Yes.
the power rankings are not a story.
In spite of all the hope coming out of the East Coast to the contrary.
No one back east cares about the Rockies. They're not paying any attention to them.
They should be.
They're not rooting against the Rockies. They're not paying any attention to them.
No, they're rooting
for
the Dodgers, which makes it worse.
They're not rooting for the Dodgers. They just believe they're a better talented team, and they probably are. They have more talent on the Dodgers. I know you don't like to hear that, but they do.
Because I just don't. I understand talent, but oftentimes talent doesn't translate to wins and losses.
Most of the time it does. Sometimes it doesn't. Most of the time
it's kind of like with Paxton Lynch and Trevor Siemian. If Paxton Lynch's talent wins out, okay, but it's not a shoe-in because all the other intangibles seem to go Siemian. I'm just saying right now, I want
the best quarterback to win. Intangibles. Yes, the intangibles like being a crappy quarterback. Those intangibles. Listen,
if Captain Morgan
can't beat out a dumpster fire like Trevor Siemian, then the Broncos are screwed for a couple years.
Well, he hasn't been able to do it yet.
He had half a season to try.
He had a whole season
to try. No, he didn't. He did not have a whole season to try. Kubiak did not want Captain Morgan and was not going to put him in. That's pretty apparent by the last game of the season. Trevor Siemian was his boy, and he was going to ride that horse until he decided to quit on the Broncos. So he never had a chance. Plus, Siemian already had a year under his belt as a quarterback, learning Kubiak's system, so he already had a head start on Captain Morgan. And he never was given an opportunity to really play with the number ones as like Siemian was. He was behind the eight ball the whole time. And then he goes out there on the field and stinks the joint up, doesn't even take him to the playoffs.
In spite of his talent.
Who? Trevor
Siemian? Oh, you're talking about Siemian. I thought you were still talking about Captain Morgan.
When did Captain Morgan have a chance to take the Broncos to the playoffs?
When
he played two games.
If he'd won that second one, he would have been still playing.
Oh, okay. All right. That's right. If he'd have won that game, Trevor Siemian would have been benched.
Trevor Siemian was injured and needed rest.
He's a terrible quarterback. What I'm saying is if Captain Morgan can't beat out the dumpster fire that is Trevor Siemian, then the Broncos are screwed because Trevor Simeon's a terrible, terrible quarterback. And if Captain Morgan can't beat him, then we have no quarterback. Then you should go out there and play quarterback for the Broncos because you'll be just as good as Trevor Siemian. I am just as good as Trevor
Siemian.
That's
it. I'm leaving here. We're playing Broncos for quarterback.
I seriously would call up
John Elway
and be like, hey, John, you know that guy you have playing quarterback right now? I got a guy who could do just as good. He can also miss throws and throw interceptions and fall to the ground in a heap. When a linebacker gets near him.
I do that well.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You see me, like, even playing, like, flag football. I was quarterback for one play, and I sprained my ankle. And I fell to the ground in a heap.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, talent generally wins out.
By the way, just a cleanup from yesterday, Alex. Two-time Silver Slugger.
Oh, two-time, yeah.
Nolan Arenado, two-time Silver Slugger. Four-time Gold Glover.
Ba-bam!
Two-time All-Star. His on-base percentage is .352, slugging percentage .573. His OPS, which is your on-base percentage and slugging percentage.
Do we know what it is?
What is it?
You just said it. Dude, why are you giving these stats?
Because he's Nolan.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I like Nolan a lot.
That's fine. I love Nolan. One, no one cares about stats on the radio. You just literally put
55% of radio listeners love stats.
You just put people to sleep reading stats that no one cares.
Put you to sleep.
Oh,
with
people
your
can come
head
up with statistics
in the oven.
To prove anything. 40% of all people know that.
40. Exactly. Is that? Does he say 40%?
40.
40.
You're so wound up in trying to make the rest of the world love the Rockies as much as you do, and it just doesn't matter if they do. Listen. If they had the Rockies ranked 12th in the power rankings, I don't care. This isn't college football, man. It doesn't matter where they have the Rockies ranked.
The other foot's going to drop. The other shoe's going to drop where they say, oh, my God, they came out of nowhere. Who could have seen this happening?
So, dude, the Rockies could win the world.
Dynamite.
The Rockies could win the World Series this year, and there are still going to be a massive number of people who are still not going to respect the Rockies. That's just how it goes. There are people out there who still don't respect the Broncos in the media. Ah, well, the Broncos.
Yeah,
you
but,
know,
but then you can just say scoreboard.
Well, until the Rockies can say scoreboard, we have no leg to stand on. And I'm just not as invested as you are in trying to get the rest of the world to love the Rockies like we do. It doesn't matter.
Do you want me to say the D-backs? Scoreboard!
Well, yeah, tonight. So far this season.
Yep, 7-2.
What are you going to do if at the end of the season the Rockies aren't in the playoffs? You're literally
do what I always do. You're literally going try to take over the world
off of a bridge somewhere.
No, that sounds like it hurts.
I might drink. I drink already.
Oh my god! So the best thing happened. My kid got an allergy.
Yeah.
They're giving him Benadryl.
So he's out.
Oh, like my wife is like, oh my god, where was this 2 years ago?
Well, I wish we'd had a chance to talk about Joe Buck's mess up at the U.S. Open. I can't believe you didn't watch any of that. It was a great U.S. Open. Congratulations, Koepka. I don't know who you are. You came out of nowhere!
Yeah, he's been pretty good for a while.
I've never heard of him.
I have.
See, I'm one of those East Coast guys with my West Coast bias. Never heard of Koepka. He's ranked number 12 in my rankings.
Number one in our hearts.
Let me tell you who does not care what my rankings say about him.
Koepka's new girlfriend?
Or Koepka's new girlfriend. Or Joe Buck. We'll be back tomorrow. Stick around. Yamaha Sports for the homegrown sports bros. This is the Darren Coleman Experience. Have a good night. See you tomorrow.
It's Darren Copeland. Weeknights 8 to 10. Only on Mile High Sports.
Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up, proceed to party.